Studju Awstraljani konkluda li drogi komuni kontra l-inflammazzjoni u li mhumiex steroidi għandhom ftit li xejn impatt fuq l-ġieħ fin-naħa t'isfel tad-dar u ġieħ flon. Ir-riċerkaturi jgħidu li l-pazjenti li jieħdu dawn id-drogi huma iktar fir-riskju li jiżviluppaw problemi fil-qalb u fl-istonku. Minn meta kienet tqila bit-tifel tagħha iktar minn 35 sena ilu, Anastasia Glinatzis tbagħti minn uġieħ fil-parti t'isfel ta' dara. F'dawn is-snin li għaddew hija sabet li d-drogi kontra l-inflammazzjoni ma kinux effettivi biex inaqsula mill-uġieħ tagħha.
Just anything sets it off, wrong move, you know, a bit of cold wind, nothing works. Always feel sick and it's just not worth it because then you're dealing with two different symptoms.
Riċerkaturi mill-George Institute f'Sydney għadhom kif irrevedew ir-riżultati ta' 35 test kliniku li fihom 6,000 pazjent kienu motija drogi li mhumiex steroidi kontra l-inflammazzjoni. Is-sejbiet tagħhom ġew pubblikati fil-Ġurnal Internazzjonali l-Annali tal-Mart Rewmatiku. L-awtur prinċipali ta' riċerka, il-professur Manuela Ferreira tajt li l-istudju sab li trattament jipprovdi serħan limitat u għal ftit żmien biss u li wieħed biss minn 6 pazjenti li jirċivu dawn id-drogi bħala pilloli kellhom nuqqas sinifikanti mill-uġieħ. Il-professur tajt li l-pazjenti sabu wkoll li kien qiegħed ikollhom iktar effetti negattivi minn dawn id-drogi.
I think we all expect that there will be a quick fix for back pain. So you have pain in the back and you take a medication and so the expectation is really high, but they do not offer that much of a benefit and there are side effects. Even if you take anti-inflammatories for 1 week, you will be 2.5 times at a higher risk of developing gastrointestinal problems like ulcer and etc.
Il-George Institute jgħid li madwar 80% tal-Awstraljani kollhom uġieħ fin-naħa t'isfel tad-dar f'xi żmien fil-ħajja tagħhom. L-istitut jikkalkola li din il-problema tiswa lil pajjiż madwar 8 biljun dollaru fis-sena, mhux biss f'mediċini, iżda f'sikli f'mix-xogħol u fit-trattamenti oħra. Leslie Bryden hija l-kap eżekuttiv ta' Pain Australia, korp li ma joperax għal profit u li jaħdem biex itejjeb it-trattament u l-manġjar tal-uġieħ.
40% of people who are forced to retire do so because of back pain. It's not just the cost of the medication, it's the flow-on effect of people not working, of the personal costs, the family costs. People with pain are very difficult to live with too. Active self-management strategies are going to be more helpful to them than passive strategies like medication or surgery or massage. I mean, all of these things have their place, of course, but you need to own your pain. You need to understand your own body.
Malcolm Smith huwa professur ta' reumatologija fl-Università Flinders ta' South Australia u jgħid li r-riżultati tal-istudju li saru huma tajbin iżda kull każ u kull pazjent għandu jiġi trattat differenti.
Basically, it's individualized medicine matching a treatment option to the patient in front of you. The systematic review tells you an average for a group of patients, but that doesn't help you with an individual patient.
Bosta linji gwida kliniċi jirrakkomandaw li wieħed jieħu parasitamol qabel ma jibda jieħu drogi kontra l-inflammazzjoni. Intant studju ieħor mill-George Institute sab li l-parasitamol ma jaħdimx għall-uġieħ fid-dar. L-istitut jgħid li drogi għandhom ikollhom biss rwol żgħir fit-trattament tal-uġieħ u qiegħed jappella għal iktar attenzjoni da parti tal-Gvern Federali rigward din il-kwistjoni.